7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Grimaldi Shimaldi, here we go. The current time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Gersh Commerters. That's right, the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And, that's kind of weird. It's another, like, strangely warm day. It's 15 degrees. That's 50 for my American friends and listeners. And, it's kind of sunny. It's a little bit windy, but I decided to, brave it out. The first place I went, though, was unusable. I went out to Tranquility Park to check out, you know, all our regular sort of fun places to go. And no, it was all mud. The parking lots were just mud. The tree dump was gone and all that stuff, but nope. So the next place I went to was right here, where I am now. Where am I? I'm at the Arboretum. The OPPD Arboretum. There's a lot of people here, but some of them are leaving. And as soon as I pulled in and got out of the car, can't go down that one path, so we got to go up this path instead. And now that I'm looking into the forest, and I'm wearing my good shoes. But that's not the interesting part. The interesting part is that I'm standing here next to this tree, and all this snow has melted, and it's now this tree is surrounded by a little pond, a good-sized pond, and it froze overnight and then broke. So now there's water that has ice on the surface that's broken up. It looks like ice flow, nowhere to go. But then there's like snow and ice on the bottom of the pond, and with all the brown dry leaves, we're getting some lovely tannin tea. Could probably tan some leather in that water right there. So yeah, we've got Magnum Brown, Toothki Valuthki, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You can put that in your Don't Know What I Said book. Quoting Flavor Flav here. All right, I'm walking over a bridge. I'm walking over the funny L bridge that usually has, like, marmots living under it. That bridge. But I do not think there's any marmots under here today. But I'm looking, just in case. Where's my Matis? The tiny little creek has some water in it that's frozen, and it looks neat. Looks like this little bit of ice. A nice little ice run. So yeah, I had to come outside so I could get some exercise today in the beautiful weather. And I didn't want to go to Herrenhaven because I figured it would be jam-packed with people. And I went to Tranquility and nobody was there, but that's because nobody could be there because of the mud. And so that's why I'm here. All right, I'm walking through the forest. It's mostly dog people day out here today. Got to walk the dogs, and we don't want to take them to the dog park. The dog park's not that far away. I mean, it's not even a kilometer away. Why do you gotta bring them here? So anyway, have I seen anything good already today? Well, I did see a hawk. He was sitting on one of the light posts at Tranquility Park, waiting for some food to make a run for it. Hey, there's some snow tags in here. Somebody used a stick to write. Now, there's little hearts. There appears to be some initials. I can't really make out. So, what was I talking about? It was something about, I don't know, dogs? Dogs. Doggily dog dogs, you gotta de dog them. Oh yeah, I saw Hawk. And he was nice. And now I gotta tell you what I did yesterday. Because yesterday after Devious Goals Committee, when I said I was gonna make some food, when I was gonna make lunch, I ended up not making lunch. I don't know what got into me. Something weird in my brain happened and there was a switch that got flipped or whatever. And I couldn't help it. It was completely and utterly overwhelming. And I decided I had to go to the taqueria. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, I can afford it. I've been a good boy for a month. I haven't been going out to eat. Blah, 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 blah. I've kind of been saving my money back up. Nah. Long story short, I drove over to the taqueria. And I was a bad boy because I ate two tacos instead of one. And it costs a little bit more than $10. It's $10 and change now. Prices are going up, but yeah, anyway. Anyway. So, I went to the taqueria. It was delicious and yummy. But on the way to the taqueria, guess who I ran into? I ran into my turkey flock. Because I had to drive down Ione Werthmann Drive to get to 120th Street. And right at the top of the hill, right before I was starting to descend, I had to come to a complete stop because there was a bunch of turkeys standing around in the middle of the street. And so I had to sit there for about a minute and just wait for these turkeys to kind of move, because they were kind of crossing the street, but there was like two that, I don't know, maybe they didn't feel like crossing the street. They were going a little bit slower than the other guys, and one guy just sort of stood there for a while. It was great. I was like, all right, I can cope. So that was fun. And then I went to the taqueria, and I had two carnitas tacos. Oh my God, it was so good. Oh, I've got a problem with tacos, let me tell you. I love tacos so much, I just can't get enough of them. And I love my local taqueria. It is a good place to eat. Very delicious. And the carnitas are perfect. Barked up and... so good. So good. So I did feel a little bit guilty. Feel a little bit guilty because I went to the taqueria. But I ate a lot, and I think I overate. And this is what, yeah, that's two tacos. I didn't need to eat that much. And that's why I'm gaining so much weight. Although I think I'm lighter than I was, like last month. Last month I was eating like a fool. I need to eat more salads. Anyway. What else did I do last night? Oh, I watched my motorcycle races. And that was fun. Oh, there was a big scary crash though. Hey, wait, I saw a shadow. Who's flying around? Who's flying around? There was a bird shadow. Where did he go? Oh, I don't see him. But yeah, there was a big crash last night. Or not a big crash so much as a bad crash. Oh, it kind of scared me. And then to make it even weirder, then I was watching some videos and I was watching some guys take old F3 cars around the old spa track. And it was like a POV shot from this one guy. Scared the crap out of me. Especially when that one guy kept overtaking him right at the start of Eau Rouge. I'm like, my God, that is the scariest corner in racing. That corner scares the crap out of me. I've never even driven it. I've only watched it. You gotta understand, this is a horrid corner where, oh, it's uphill. It's, but it's an S. Well, you don't need to know. You don't even care. If you don't like racing, it scares me. I'm frightened. I can feel the sun on my shoulders. That's nice. And I have now reached that spot where we have our old witch's butter tree stump. It's pretty stumpy. And then right behind me, of course, we've got the entrance into our secret mushroom grounds. I'm just looking back there. I don't want to go in there because I just don't want to track a bunch of anything. What am I saying? I don't even know. So anyway, basically I'm kind of walking out of the forest now. Do I want to walk around down there? No, I don't. I'm just going to turn around and sort of head back the way I came. Da, 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 yada, yada, yada. All right, what else was I been thinking about? Oh, my little art project. My little art project of making my stickers. Okay, I ran into a small technical problem. And did I not mention this problem yesterday? Huh. Basically, what needs to happen is I need to find somebody who has Adobe products. Somebody who has paid money for Adobe products. Or I need to look around and see what I have that is the closest thing to Adobe. Because the professional printing industry is almost exclusively Adobe products. Yeah, I'm not impressed either. But it's understandable. So, the problem here is that the printer wants the art in a very, very specific format. And this in itself isn't really maybe all that big of a deal, but it kind of conflicts with how I create. And that's not necessarily all that big of a problem either, only because I'm adaptable. You know? I mean, come on. And so, blah, 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 blah. And then I run into this little problem. The art that I want to use will need to be reduced. The art that I want to use is roughly A4 size. Okay, if I want to make a sticker that's 4x6 or even smaller, like 3x4, 3x5, somewhere around there, I now have to reduce the art in size multiple times. All right, this densifies art. This is a whole problem because now we lose the image. We start to not be able to tell what the picture is supposed to be anymore. We lose the detail because it's all getting crunched together. What does it mean, Tobe? What does it all mean? Well, it means that I might put that piece of art aside and use it for a different project. Something that, see, the thing of it is that this particular piece of art, the Lizard Rider art, for lack of a better term, it's almost too good. How do I It's not that it's, well, it's a hell of an image. And do I really want to waste it on, you know, just nothing, on stupid throwaway street art? Well, you know, that's not nothing. And who says that I can't reuse the art again in the future? Right? It's art. It's reusable. You can recycle it. It's made of paper. It's made of paper and aluminum. So it's recyclable. Well, what I'm getting at here is that here's my train of thought. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, this is where Tobe rationalizes his laziness again. Instead of doing the work, here's where he just starts talking. Yap, yap, yap. And tries to talk himself out of doing a bunch of work. Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe. But stick with me here. My idea is that if I have to go Adobe, which I do not want to do, it's such an art school flake out. And regardless, if I have to go Adobe, why waste my good, beautiful, handmade art on, you know, just some schlocky crap? If I'm just gonna have to fire up some Adobe crap, why don't I just do it all in that, you know, keep it local? That keeps everybody happy, right? And that keeps keeps the price down, because now we don't have to adapt to 85 different things and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of just thinking about, well, I don't want to say start over, but yeah. Not start over. What am I trying to say here? I can't even think. It's because I'm walking into the sun. The sun is getting on my brain and I'm having short circuits. Oh. What I'm trying to say is, I don't want to embrace the medium so much as maybe I just need to take my brain in a different direction. Just do something simple but good, meaningful. Don't worry about the art so much. I don't know. This is kind of where I'm thinking about going. And make it, I could make a character. I just don't know. I might mess around with that a little bit today. I might have to. Hey, wait a minute. What it? Oh, it's a bun. Hi, Mr. Bunny Bun. Okay, there's some movement in the forest, in this brambly area, about 20 meters deep, and I saw some movement. And it was Mr. Hops. Mr. Hoppity Hop. So that's what I gotta do today. So maybe I'm gonna go home, and I'm going to, hey, here's some interesting tracks. And I'm going to start looking at software that I have, because I don't know what I have. It's because I don't care what I have, and I don't use crappy Adobe Pro. I don't use software to make art. No, I do not. So maybe I'll have to look around for some software, find something that I can use so I can set the file up right to do all the stupid stuff for the damn printer. So anyway, crossing over another bridge now. The brown water under there is looking pretty frozen. Everybody likes frozen, especially on this very cold and frozen-y day. Although it's not actually very cold. It's, like I said, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 degrees Celsius. Walking around in my good shoes here, exiting the forest at the top of the old Marmot Alley. And there's a big clear field here now, and there's this clump of whatever this is supposed to be. And it looks like a marmot den. There's a marmot den back here. I can't see it. Oh, geez, it's really wet up here, too. There's a low spot. There's a little lake right here, practically. All right, there's no mantis to be found, of course. But I hear something above me. Oh, it is bird. Hi, bird. Oh, it's one of those little black and white woodpecker dudes. My neck is starting to hurt. Why am I... And that was the other thing. My leg started to twitch last night. Or really, it was my butt. My right thigh. Very high up gluteus maximus. Hey, wait, we can't go this way. There is so much water down there. Okay, turning around. We need to exit a different direction. Yeah, so my butt started to twitch last night. And my right gluteus maximus twitch, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, what the hell? And that's why we needed to go out walking today. Why am I so twitchy? And that's why I'm having fun. I'm having fun in the sun. There's little birdies about. Little pine cones on this little tree. You know how many pine cones there are in the Soviet Union? 11. Pine cones? Pine cones. Alright, so let's walk down here. Well, I gotta say, there's not much going on out here. There's the occasional people walking around. And there are some birds. We saw a rabbit. Yay. What the hell else is happening? Not much. Kind of a slow day at the Arboretum. Mostly a lot of dog business. I'm not impressed. And now I'm walking through this little area where they've been chopping down some dead trees. Got the little ribbons tied around the trunks of the dead trees. Choppity chop chop, choppity chop. So there's little ricks, there's little log ricks every once in a while. This kind of makes me excited because this is a good mushroom area. There's all kinds of fun mushrooms pop up in here. I mean, now we've got ricks, so we got little log piles for mushrooms to grow on. Mushrooms love little log piles. I'm super happy about it. Oh, we're going to have a great spring. It's going to be a good spring. I can tell already. Oh, I can't wait to find our owl family again and visit the owls. And who else? Oh, maybe our fox buddies will be back? That will be nice. What else we got? What else we got down there in the creek? I want to go to the creek to see my foxes. Well, I don't know. When are we going to see our foxy buddies? I hope we get the foxes again this year. I want to go to the creek. That's the one thing. When I was trying to decide where I wanted to go today, I was And I was thinking, you know, oh, we got Harrenhaven, we got Tranquility, blah, blah, blah. Of course, where I really wanted to go was down to the creek, but we can't go to the creek because it's just mud and frozenness and all kinds of who knows what the hell the problem is, right? So, yeah, I am just itching for creek, but it's too cold and it's too frozeny, and there's nowhere to go. This is fun and all, but I don't need wet, soggy glunk. I need this same weather, but dry and not mud. And it's not that I have anything against mud, necessarily. It's just that I'm always wearing my good shoes. If I'm not wearing my good shoes, I don't quite care as much. All right, I'm walking by this lake on the tree again. This is really interesting. Love the ice pattern. Love the ice pattern. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about... oh, look at that. There's a lake down there, too. There's too much water. It's just too wet. It's too soggy. And that's why all the dog people might be here instead of at the dog park. The dog park might just be a quagmire. It might all just be the muddy mud skis. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to walk over here to my car. And I'm going to open my car. There we go. And I'm going to plug something in. Let me grab this cable. Plug it in there. Now what do you think is going to happen?
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
You see, even though my Julie little daughter there, I'm gonna mash up the ball head, brother there. Jano, but what? I and I do. Don't deal with violence. I and I is peaceful rasta man. I don't steal, cheat. You see it? I man serve. It's the last year I continually. No matter what the weak heart say. And I know that I and I is like a tree that planted by the river of water. And not even the dog that piss against the wall of Babylon shall escape this judgment. For I and I know that, I and I know that all of the youth shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Police and thieves in the street. Street.
Oh yeah.
Fighting the nation.